Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another episode of the Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And I just want to stop and say, I'm so grateful. So grateful. Just absolutely grateful. Let's get started this morning with Erica Badu. Time's a waste. You tuned in to the Love Journey family. Your love experience with Janine and Ingram. Great awakening this morning, family. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. That was Erica Badu, Times Are Wasted, right here on The Love Journey, family. Wow, I just want to tell you my heart is heavy this morning. I just woke up to a couple of texts, a couple of my friends were texting me because a friend of ours passed away. She was only in her 40s. I'm talking about a beautiful, physically and spiritually sister who was just an amazing sister who passed away in her sleep. Young, in her 40s. Husband, three children, family, sisters and brothers. And unexpectedly, and I'm just thinking, wow, this morning. And Erica Badu was one of her favorite artists. And I was just thinking about her this morning. And I just think that we just need to learn to be more grateful in our gratitude and for life and to really experience this physical presence called life. We're so inundated and so stressed and so in a hurry and so to get nowhere only to find that really life is to be experienced. It's interesting, I heard this quote that a friend of mine, Raina, said. She said, sometimes we can't heal from the pain of death to really experience the gift of life, meaning that when someone passed away, we get caught up in the process of the death and never really stopping to think about the gift of their life. And I thought, what a profound thought. Not to say that people don't have to go through their own grieving process or do whatever it takes to move through and in through that process, but do we ever think about the gift of the life when we caught up in the pain of the death? Thought that was interesting. Well, we're going to get started this morning, and as we move within, I just want us to simply be grateful. As we move into this place, I just want us to simply be grateful for the simple things in life. So many times in our prayers, we asking and pleading and begging for God to shift and change. But do we ever get the opportunity to just simply say, thank you, God, because I woke up this morning, had breath in my lungs and was able to breathe a deep breath? And did I ever stop to say, thank you, God, because I had my right mind this morning? Did I just simply say, thank you, God, because I had the activity of my limbs? I remember when Mama Colette used to say, girl, I'm just so grateful I woke up this morning in my right mind and the activity of my limbs. Well, as I watch people get older, I see Rochelle in the hospital not able to move her legs. I never really gave a lot of thought to what Mama Colette really meant when she said, I thank God for waking up in my right mind and activity of my limbs. Have we, you know, so today I just want us to be simply grateful for the eyes to see, the ears to hear, the mouth to speak. I was showing a condo the other day so that we could rent out the condo. And a family came, and the husband and the wife were deaf. And I was thinking, well, how are we going to communicate? You know, how I'm going to be able to, I could tell because I was buzzing them in and they wasn't hearing the buzzer. And at first I couldn't understand, but then when she started trying to give some communication through her voice, I could tell that she was deaf and that the husband was deaf as well. So I'm thinking, oh, wow. But they were so beautiful, and they had a beautiful little baby. And I was thinking after they left, you know what, God, I'm thankful. Sometimes I'm so caught up in the complaints. Oh, I need this, and oh, I need that. And I just wanted to just stop, God, and say, thank you, God, because I can speak. Thank you, God, because I can hear the melodic sounds of your rhythms in the universe, the wind, my loved one's voice, the rhythm section in the song and the arrangement. And sometimes just to hear the cicadas and the crickets in the middle of the night, the rhythm of the cicadas, or just the birds chirping as the sun rises to meet and greet me, to say, good morning, Janine, I love you. And no matter what I do or don't do, the sun gonna do what it do, the birds gonna do what it do. And I really got to see what it really meant to love, what it really means to just love. See, it doesn't matter if you love me back. Love doesn't care. Because love gonna do what it do whether you love me back or not. And that's so amazing. And I don't know, it seems like in this space right here, a lot of people leaving the planet. I don't know if it's because I know a lot of people. I don't know if it's just what's going on, but I tell you, I just want to let my Holy Spirit presence know that I'm so grateful. So I want us to move into that place of gratitude, just to simply be grateful, to simply just say thank you, to touch you, to be able to put your hands on your child and say thank you, God, for their health, to put your hands on your grandchild and just to be able to say thank you, God, for their health, to put your hands on your own body and to touch the presence of God that shows up as you and just to simply say thank you, God, for creating me. Thank you, God, for allowing me to wake up to see another day, to experience my loved ones, to experience people that I care about, to experience and to expand and to grow into higher realms. And so I just want you to move into this place of gratitude. Just say thank you, baby. Thank you. And as we breathe in this gratitude, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence, and on this line we recognize this great spirit. There's so many names. That is called by so many names. But in this right now moment, we just simply recognize this loving energy, this Most High God, this Great Spirit that is known by many names. And as we call it God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot, come on family, that our God is not, that we just simply move into a space of gratitude, calling in the love, calling in love. And as we breathe in this love and release the gratitude, we just simply move from our head and move right into our heart and just say thank you, God. And as we take in a deep breath, breathing in through the nose, holding it to the point of vibration, holding it to the count of eight, releasing the breath and remembering to breathe deep into the diaphragm and deep into the heart and remembering to be in gratitude. Simply be in gratitude for the power of the breath. You see, sometimes we forget to breathe. And when we forget to breathe, we forget to be in gratitude, because usually when we're holding our breath unconscious, it's usually because we're stuck. Stuck because somewhere we can't see enough. Maybe the bill collectors or relationship or something is going on and we get shallow breathing and we forget to just breathe deeply, knowing that we are surrounded by a universe, surrounded by a presence, surrounded by this inner knowing that we are already taken care of. And so that we can relax into the knowing that God got us. The universe has us. The presence protects us. And all we have to do is just breathe. Thank you, God. And so in this right now moment, I just want to remind you that you will never be left or forsaken. And that no matter where you are, God is. No matter where you are, God is. No matter what's going on, God is. And so in this right now moment, as we give thanks, I want you to breathe. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And then release out gratitude. Just say thank you as you release. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let's breathe again, family. Sometimes we forget to breathe. Sometimes we forget to breathe. And there is power in the breath, family. I want you to breathe. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. Thank you. Thanks. And last time. Just simply breathe in love and simply release. Thank you. And together, be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And just release. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Day 14. A prayer of forgiveness. Today, I forgive myself for judging my partner and ex-partner. Dear God, once again, I lay my weapons down. This time, I really mean it. This time, I really open my heart. This time, I really surrender my hurts and judgments. This time, I ask for and open myself to know the part of me that is being revealed in the behavior of my partner and my ex-partner. I ask to know and see it. I ask to acknowledge and heal it. I forgive myself for making this so hard on myself and for blaming someone else for the pain I have endured. I let it be, and so it is.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Divine Mother, Father, God. Oh, thank you, God. Come, Holy Spirit. As I come today, asking that every word of my mouth and every meditation of my heart come, Holy Spirit. You come from the I am presence as I speak these words. Come, Holy Spirit. And that you will decrease me and increase you, Father, Mother God, as you will release me right now, God, from myself and allow the presence of you to come forth. That I will come empty right now, God, and be filled by you right now, God. That you will bless and anoint every thought we keep right now, God. That you will bless and anoint our thoughts this morning, God. that you will bless our thoughts, that our thoughts will be your thoughts, Holy Spirit, that you will bless and anoint our words, that every word we speak will be your words. I ask you to bless every word in this prayer, Holy Spirit. I ask you to come and bless and bring forth a fresh anointing upon us right now, God. I'm asking you to come and bring forth a fresh anointing, God, fresh wineskins, new oilskin, God. I'm asking you to come right now, fresh oil upon us right now, God. I'm asking you to come right now, God. Oh, Father, Mother, God, as we come to experience your presence right now, God, as we come in this collective thought to experience you right now, God, to experience your presence, God, that you will come, Holy Spirit, and let us feel you in the consciousness that we may touch the hem of your garment right now, God, that we will feel the presence of the Spirit raised in the vibratory energy, that we will fill it to the overflow, God, that it will clothe the stony brims, God, that it will fill the brims right now, God, to the overflow, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and bless us right now, God. Bring forth witty ideas and witty inventions right now, God, that you will come, Holy Spirit, and bless our minds, bless our bodies, bless our cells, bless everything we touch, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking for a blessing right now upon these hands, God, that everything we touch will feel the presence of you, God, that they will feel the shock of your love when we are there, God. I'm asking you to bless and anoint our feet, that everywhere we tread, our feet shall be upon your holy ground, God, that we will learn to appreciate and experience your presence in everything and everything we do see and touch, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to come right now, God. Come, let us see you in the trees, God. Come, let us see you in the sunrise, God. Come and let us see you in the presence of ourselves as we look into the eyes of ourselves. Let us see your presence in us today, God. Teach us how to see our own greatness today, God. Teach us how to see love where there's no love, God. Teach us how to see and feel and know forgiveness even when we don't know how, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to come and bring forth a forgiveness energy like no other, God. I'm asking you to retake our pain and remove it and bring peace, God. I'm asking you to take unforgiveness and bring forgiveness, God. I'm asking you to make the crooked places straight, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and bring forth a blessing that it won't be room enough to receive it, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to bring peace, God. Peace in our heart, God. Let there be peace right now, God. Let there be peace on earth, God. Let us be peace and let it begin within us right now, God. Oh, let there be peace, God, as we come today, God, as we come in this peaceful energy, knowing that it is already done, God, knowing that whatever concerns us is disintegrated into the light of love today, God, and you placing it in your hands today, God, knowing that it is already done, God, calling forth the miracle working power of the consciousness of Christ right now upon every situation that each and every person under the sound of my voice may be feeling right now, God. If there's a presence of money substance that needs, God, let it come forth in the matchless name of your love, God. If there's a healing that needs to take place, God, knowing that there's nothing to be healed, just something to be revealed, God, reveal your presence in the healing body of those who need it right now, God. I'm asking you to come right now and bless all the marriages, God. Bless those relationships that are seeking a divine love, when God, bless our cars, God, bless our new cars, bless our homes, God, bless our new homes, God, bless our environments, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to come and send forth a healing upon the land, God, send forth a healing upon the blocks and in every home, God. I'm asking you to send forth a blessing upon our children right now, God, that they will grow and be mighty in the land, God. I'm asking you to bless their minds right now, God. And I'm asking you to take the taste of the weed that these kids are smoking right now, God. I'm asking you to take the idea that they need to be in an alternate form of consciousness all the time, God. I'm asking you to bless the taste of them taste buds that they won't even desire the taste of weed and alcohol, God. I'm asking you to bless them in a way that only you can bless them, God. Remove whatever desires and wants that makes them feel the need to stay high, God. I'm asking you to bless them right now, God. I'm asking you to remove the taste from their mouth right now, God. I'm asking you to remove the addiction from their bodies right now, God. I'm asking you to remove it right now, God, as they move and navigate through life. Let them experience the addiction of you, Holy Spirit. Let them fall so deeply in love with themselves that you manifest through the love that they feel for themselves, God, that they won't need or feel the want or desire for something that is causing them to be in an alternate state of consciousness, that they will always be in the knowing of who and what they are right now, God. I'm asking you to remove that taste right now, God. I'm asking you to bless our children right now, God. I'm asking you to keep them in your protective hands right now, God. I'm asking you to keep them in the protective hands of your wonderful love, God, and let them grow right now, God, and grow and be mighty in your land, in your land, in your land, God. Let these children grow and be mighty, God. Let them continue to expand and grow and move the kingdom of you on this planet for it, God. I'm just asking for your blessings around our children today, God. I'm asking you to dispatch your legion of angels around their minds today, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to bless our family structures today, God. I'm asking you to bring back the family structure, the nucleus that reminds our children that they are so loved, God, and that they are important, and that they are needed, and that they are wanted, God. I'm asking you to bless the land. Keep our children in the palm of your hand, God. I'm asking you to bless Kelly Cooper's family today as we release her physical presence today, God. I ask you to bless her family today, God, that you will keep them encouraged, God, to lose what we think is losing, but really gaining an ancestor. But God, sometimes we feel like when we lose someone that feels young and vibrant and amazing, we like, come on, Holy Spirit, what does that really mean? We have to get back to the fact that life is temple, God, and we recognize that these bodies are temple situations, and God, and so we thank you right now as we release this beautiful spirit, Kelly Cooper, into her ancestral energy. We thank you, Father God, for the life she lived on the planet. We thank you, Mother God, for her presence of her three young, beautiful children. We thank you for her beautiful husband, God, and I ask you for her comfort today, God, to comfort the family, God, to comfort her sisters and brothers, to comfort her mother today, God, to comfort those who loved Kelly and relied on Kelly and needed her physical presence on this planet today, God. We ask you to release her energy, comfort her family, and keep us in the knowing that you are all there is, God. I ask you to bless it and continue to bless the healing presence of God in Rochelle right now, God. I ask you to continue to bring her back to this present life, God, if that's your will. I ask you to continue to bless every cell and bless every blood vessel in her body today, God. I ask you to come and send you and release your legion of healing angels around her today, God, knowing that there's nothing to be healed, only you to be revealed. God, I ask you to bless the room, bless the doctors, the anesthesiologists, the nurses, and everyone who touched her experience this morning. God, I ask you to bless her. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus today, I ask you to keep our families in the palm of your hand, God. I ask you to keep our families in the palm of your hand, as you bless our husbands, as you bless the wives, as you bless our children, as you bless our parents, as you bless our siblings and our friends, God. And as Mother Colette always said, I thank you this morning, God, for the waking me up with the right mind and activity of my limbs this morning, God. I thank you because I had the right mind to say thank you to you today, God. Thank you because I woke up and had the opportunity to feel the wind kiss my face, God. I thank you for the sun kissing and the warmth of the touch of the sun to remind me to experience you in anything and everything I do, God. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for another day. I thank you for all that is, God. I thank you for a new home today. I thank you for new cars and new atmospheres and new wineskins and new whatever blessings you have upon us today, God. I just thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, God. Even when I can't see a way, God, I thank you because I know when I'm down to nothing, you up to something, God. And I thank you that you don't need my help, God. You just need me to get out my own way, God, and just show you permission, give you true permission to have your being in my way, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and let us get out our own way today, God, as we surrender. Thank you, God.
and give you permission to have your way, God. Use us today, God. Make manifest the glory of you in us today, God. Let us be used as a vessel of you today, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, decrease us in the anointing of resistance and increase us in the presence of you today, God, that we may experience you in every morsel of food we eat, God. May we experience you in our relationships today, God. May we experience you in our workplace today, God. May we experience you in nature today, God. May we just simply experience you in the water we drink and feel your presence in the water as it nourishes every cell in our body. May we be experience you in just knowing always. Always near and never will leave, never forsake us, never will you, God, that everything is always conspiring for our best, God. So today, I just simply say, thank you, God. 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 Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, God. Oh, thank you, God. And as we all say, amen, so it is. Good morning to the sun, the moon, the stars, the trees. Good morning to Mother Earth and Mother Nature. Good morning to the land and the soil, the plant kingdom, the animal kingdom. Good morning to all the energy in the earth, the wind, the fire, the water, and the ethers. Good morning, universe. Good morning to the wind. Good morning to the wind. Thank you. Thank you. Good morning to our most beneficent angels. As we release our beautiful angels this morning, as we've been given the power to command our angels to go before us today, to handle and to create and to make a way out of ease, elegance, and grace, we give thanks, angels, as we command you to move and go before us today, God. And open and make all the ways ease, elegance, and grace. Good morning, angels. Good morning, archangels. As we invite and invoke your presence into this call, good morning, angels and archangels. Good morning to our most masterful ascended masters this morning. As we greet the ascended masters and invite and invoke their presence into our lives and into this call. Good morning, ascended masters. Good morning to our master guides and spirit guides this morning. Morning as we invite and invoke all of the unseen forces into our life and into this call. Good morning. As we honor your presence, we give thanks for the unseen. It's always pushing, always moving us into the direction of our highest and best good. We give so much honor as I stand before you this morning, family, as I come before you this morning, as I'm right here, I stand on all the ancestors today. All of those ancestors, we come together today to magnify and pay homage to those who walked this planet before each and every one of us. And as we pour libations into the energy of this earth, knowing and saying thank you to the beautiful presence called ancestors, those who walk this planet, thanking them for us being the dream they dreamed. We are the dreams of the ancestors, and we pay homage to those ancestors. Thank you, ancestors. Thank you for the journey. Thank you for the sacrifices. Thank you to our known and unknown presence as we speak the known presence in our heart right now, as we out loud, as we say their names. Anastasia McAdoo, I give thanks for you being the presence and the vehicle that sent me to the planet, that was used to bring me to the earth. I thank you, Mama. Mama Colette, I thank you for midwife in this prayer line. I give thanks for your presence. And as we think about the energy of Sojourner Truth,
Mahalia Jackson, Martin Luther King, Bayard Rustin, and all the beautiful spirits, Malcolm X, and all those created an energy called the Civil Rights Movement that allowed each and every one of us, no matter what color we are, because when we have one oppressed, we all oppress. And we give thanks to all those who sacrificed their life so that we all can show up in our freedom and our authenticity and love out loud and be in the presence of who we are today. I'm just so grateful today to our ancestors. And as we pay homage to the energy of those who walked this planet before, we say thank you. As I honor your presence this morning, the love in me greets and honor the love in you. The God in me greets and honor the God and Goddess in you this morning, and may you know who you are. Good morning, my kings and queens, my gods and goddesses, my sisters and my brothers. Welcome to the Love Journey Experience this morning. I am Janine and Ingram, and I'm profoundly grateful for your presence this morning. And as I come before you today, I feel a sense of heaviness to just know that so many people are being released from the planet. I wake up to text messages this morning of a beautiful friend of ours passed away. She's in her 40s. Young, beautiful, vibrant, amazing sister. Three beautiful children, amazing husband. Phenomenal family, mother and sisters and brothers and people who are going to miss her physical presence this morning. And so this morning, I just want us to be reminded to be grateful. Sometimes we get caught up in how we want people to show up. I thought about my husband last night as I was going to sleep, and I just simply just wanted to say thank you. I thought about each one of you all who show up on the love journey. I just wanted to say thank you, God. Because I needed something, not because I wanted something, not because something needs to be handled, but simply to be grateful. Sometimes I forget. Maybe because the trans went out on my car at the wrong time. And I get caught up in the idea, well, okay, God, what I'm going to, and blah, blah, but that to be simply forget that. How about all the times this car took me to many places? Well, thank you, God, for all the times you took me on a road trip. Thank you, God, for all the times you took my, I loaded up this car and I loaded it up and sent and drove my children to their colleges, to the car that took us to Michigan, to Washington, D.C., to New York, Rochester, New York, packed up full to the brim with stuff for college dorms. And I remember thinking about a bill that needed to be due, and I didn't see the money, but I forgot to say thank you for all the bills that did get paid. So today I'm just want to just think about how can we experience the gratitude of the things we do have and the things that did get done and the things that are being done. Because, you know, I remember thinking about the spirit of Kelly, and I thought about how she just liked to have fun. And Erykah Badu was one of her favorite artists, and we love music and we sing, and even off key. Well, she had a little bit better voice than me, y'all know. But I just thought about all the times that you get to have fun with your friends and get to enjoy the presence of God in people. And sometimes I think we stay so heady about God that we don't even experience God. You see, the other day when I was on this interview, it was an interview in London. She was in London, so the radio station was in London. And she asked me, what does it mean to be God? She asked me that question. And I remember I had this, oh, wonderful answer. But something occurred to me in the middle of answering that question. And I said to her, you know, when you start to put words on what is God and all this stuff and what is love, you
you limited, because God really can only be experienced. You see, I can tell you who God is and what God is. God truly is in the experience. You see, when I sit down at the dinner table with my husband and my children and my family or my friends, and I get to break bread and I get to experience God in every bite I eat. You know, I was eating some cherries and some watermelon the other day, and a watermelon was a seed watermelon. So, you know, finding a seed watermelon with seeds is almost finding like a treasure, because, you know, it's almost like going on a treasure hunt now, because there's so many seedless watermelons. But this one was a seed watermelon. It was almost like it was when I was a little girl, when watermelons were just so sweet, and every morsel was a taste of God. It was so sweet, so juicy, and so delicious, and every bite of that watermelon, I felt the presence of God. And then later on that day, I cleaned my cherries, and I bit into the cherry, and I was like, oh, this is God. And then when we sat down to eat at the dinner table, and all the children were here, and little Emerald, Lady Eve was here, and we were all sitting around, and she sitting there in her little high chair, and I got to experience God and the joy of the conversation, the intellectual stimulation, the laughter, the love. Got to experience God when I get to be on the phone with my friends and to remind them that I love them, not text them and not being present, but to be presently in the presence of them and just to simply say, I love you. And so my vow is to not think about what is God and who is God, but to experience God. So my prayers is different. I want to experience you in everything I do, God. When I sit by the vast body of water, I want to experience your presence in me in the oneness of nature right now, God. I just want to experience you as the water wrapped me around in the nature of God's love. And I always feel like when I'm in the ocean and the ocean is wrapping me up, that Mother is hugging me, Mother Nature, she's hugging me and reminding me that I'm so loved. And I get to experience God. I get to experience the love of God in nature when I see the trees in my big window. And I see it wave, and I say, oh, God, good morning. I love you, too. And so today's conversation, I just want to talk about being. Today is July 23rd. I get to find that today's science of the mind is called Find the Gratitude. And I said, wow. You see, because when I woke up and I saw Kelly had made her transition, and then last week I had four people calling and say different people made that transition. Somebody just went into the hospital. And I thought to myself, wow, a lot of people are leaving the planet. And I don't know if it's just because I know a lot of people, or is it just that time? I don't know what it is, but I tell you this. Their life is reminding me one thing, is to just be grateful. Stop trying to make people what I want them to be and accept people for who they are, where they are. And today's science of the mind was such in synchronicity when I woke up to that, that Kelly was gone. And I could only imagine her sister, she has a sister named Ebony, was feeling some kind of way today. Why? I'm sure that, and all I can think is, as I hear the more people leave the planet, the more I just want to experience the gratitude. I want to experience love. I want to experience life. I don't want to spend 99% of my time in worry, wondering, and think, and just be grateful. Spiritual vision, God. This Oh, wow. Hold on. I don't know why this phone is putting this on. But the science of the mind today is about gratitude. Finding the gratitude. Bellamy Must said that a piglet noticed that even though he had a very small heart, it could hold a rather large amount of gratitude. On page 497, an attitude of gratitude is most salutary and bespeaks the realization that we are now in heaven. You see, growing up, many of us was taught that there was magic words and that we needed to incorporate into our vocabulary these magic words, words that could not possibly be overused or overvalued, which was please and thank you. You see, the value of please was easy to see. Please provided instant gratification. Please, may I have a cookie? Kadabra. And within minutes of speaking the magic word, we were biting into a warm chocolate chip cookie or a warm snickerdoodle. However, there wasn't no immediate reward for thank you. Apparently, the words thank you took time to work their magic. As my mother explained, see, saying thank you is an investment in a future good. You see, saying thank you is a down payment on the wonderful things that's to come. And as a bonus, the more we could find to be grateful for, the faster the investment will pay off. Dr. Michael Beckwith said, do you remember when we sometimes would get in trouble and we'd be crying, and if we didn't stop crying, you was going to get more of where that came from? Well, Dr. Michael Beffer said that gratefulness is the same way. If we, the more we in gratitude, the more we grateful for, the more God says there's more where that came from. You see, there's hundreds of opportunities for gratitude each and every day. Many obvious, like a financial windfall, a work promotion, or a gift from a friend. But there are others that may take more time to uncover because they're hiding in plain sight. You see, sometimes we got to look for gratitude in worthy moments in every life experience. Like a hug from a child. Have you ever been in a space where you were sad and a little baby just touched your face and looked you in the eye? Or a little toddler say, it's going to be all right. Because they felt something wasn't. That's something that. That's one of them worthy moments. Maybe a smile from a grocery clerk or a warm kiss from the sun. Or maybe a vast, beautiful, moonlit night by a vast body of water. You see, it's time for us to find gratitude-worthy moments in every life experience. You see, learning to recognize these gifts is the ultimate treasure hunt forever increasing bounty. You see, learning to recognize these gifts is the ultimate treasure hunt with ever increasing bounty. And it has been said that gratitude is the most powerful form of prayer. G.K. Chesterton writes, I would remain that thanks are the highest forms of thought. Therein lies the true magic of thank you. And so our affirmation is, I see gifts in every experience. My heart overflows with gratitude for the thousands of things that enrich my life each and every day. Oh, wow. I'm so grateful. You see, sometimes I stop and I have to just lay. And I didn't know that I was going to wake up to the idea that somebody had left the planet. But I remember laying in the bed pretty much yesterday, and I laid in the bed and cut off all the lights and lit my candles, and I remember this feeling of gratitude. And I remember thinking how grateful I am. I remember thinking, wow, thanking God for the energy of Lonnie Liston Smith. and just giving thanks. Just thank you, God. And filling my heart. Just giving thanks.
My heart feels so warm. When you are around.
And my soul. Remember this land of giving thanks, feeling full in my heart as I heard the birds chirp, and I give thanks for the cicadas and the crickets and the quietness. And there's something about a rainy day and a rainy night that brings this beautiful silence, this beautiful peaceful energy. And I would lay there and looked into the fire, the candles, and the smell. And all I could think was, I'm so grateful for my body, for my health. You see, it's so easy in this lifetime to get caught up in what it is that we don't have and what it is that we do have or what we do need. And when things don't seem to go the way we want it to go, and all of a sudden everything starts to fall apart and all you can think. And then I just remember that God got me no matter what. And that the one thing in life is I can't lose with the stuff I use. Now, maybe it didn't turn out the way I thought it should, or maybe it don't look like what I wanted to look like, or maybe because I was married to the idea of how things should look and be. But I had to consider that to be truly grateful can mean to actually let go of what I thought an outcome should be. So many times I've tried to control a situation because I thought it was what I really wanted, only to find out later that life had a bigger, better plan for me. The more I'm able to let go, the more I'm able to see the bigger picture, wondering what the bigger picture looked like for me. Maybe you can even relate. You see, there's this idea that we have to figure it all out right now, today. That if we don't know where our internal map leads to, then we are lost. I don't believe it no more. I choose to believe that wherever I am right now is exactly where I'm supposed to be. And therefore can act accordingly. Somewhere out there is a life waiting for you bigger than you can possibly imagine. Yet if we continue to try to figure it all out and attempt to turn things into certain outcomes, that bigger things will never be able to come to us. Something to think about, right? I had to think about that last, just laying there. Reasons for staying inside my comfort zone might include past experiences, age, finance, or simply excuse of saying there's just not enough hours in a day. Or there's also is the very simple fact that it is so comfortable and you don't want to shake things up. Despite whatever it is you are feeling right now, I believe that these are only excuses not to step outside. Joseph Campbell said, follow your bliss no matter how comfortable you might be. If you're still wondering what if or know that you are truly are not happy no matter how comfortable you might be, it might be a sign for a change. And I had to stop and just say, I'm grateful for where I am right now. And if there's something that I need to do differently, God, give me the courage to do it. You see, the art of gratitude has really changed how I move and navigate through life. Part of really being grateful is living in the present and seeing the special gift that each moment, second, and thing. You see, I had to stop trying to change and control and manipulate, but just to simply be in gratitude. You see, when I think about the wind kissing my face when I'm out there in the yoga, the book The Alchemist come to my mind so much, because the one thing that I really had to learn was to breathe, that the universe was always moving me into the right direction and that I didn't have to control it, manipulate it, but all I needed to do was just Be grateful. What a powerful belief it's been to hold that even the days that I don't feel especially as exciting are the most beautiful times to be alive. As long as I'm breathing, life is flowing in whatever direction, maybe for better or for worse, but it's up to me to decide whether I choose to be grateful or not. It's a blessing when it comes to allowing ourselves to see the gift that's right in front of us. The gift of the present moment, the gift of being alive, the gift to wake up in our right mind, the gift to wake up with our activity of our limbs. I didn't know how important that was to just say thank you, because, you know, I was taking for granted that I could move until I saw somebody who couldn't move and was present with that idea. You see, I find that I'm most grateful when I just become very present. You see, sometimes we need to remember, sometimes we need to make that list of all the things that we hold special to remember to be grateful for. I like to think that that list will help you love deeper and consider that your heart will simply have an even stronger connection with the things that you love and the things that you can experience. See, sure, there are days when situations annoy you and I wish things were different, but this is the gift of feelings. Feelings are meant to be felt. And remember, you can't heal if you can't feel. Tony Robbins said, if life was just a straight horizontal line with no ups and downs, just like the hospital, we would be dead. How true is that? So many people get stuck with the idea that life is impossible to change, yet that's not how it works. Life is full of change, and sometimes all it takes is refreshing our current perspective to see how good things really are in this moment. Living our best life means stepping with a foot forward, not always necessarily our best one, but stepping out regardless. And it's wonderful, amazing people. We never get the option to sign up for a perfect life, but we do get the option every day to practice giving love and gratitude for what we are given. Sometimes all we need is to transcend thoughts of not feeling enough, because the truth is, you already more than enough. You see, the truth is you already have more than you can ever want, need, or desire within you. So what would your gratitude list look like if you actually became present to what you should be grateful for? What would your gratitude list really look like? Are you allowing yourself to see the bigger picture and be thankful for the present moment? I tell you, each and every one of you are always on my gratitude list. I'm so grateful to have you in my life and giving me the opportunity to share my thoughts with. I'm thankful for you because I'm grateful for the opportunity to have people who are like-minded. I'm so grateful for having you because you make me better. You make me stronger. You make me grow. You make me evolve because I want to show up. And sometimes we have to be grateful not just for the good stuff, because it's easy to be grateful when life is good. It's easy to be grateful when your money coming in every 2 weeks or every week or every month, however you get paid. But can you be grateful when you don't know where your next dime going to come? Can you be grateful when you don't know what's going on and you're in the dark and traveling in this dark and you can't see and you don't know what's happening, but you have your spiritual eyes to know that you are already taken care of? I want to know what triggers or unforeseen circumstances can upset you, but can you be grateful for that? You can choose to see what happens to you as a curse or a blessing. You can choose to blame others, or you can see it as a part of your evolution. What's so beautiful about giving gratitude? It's how we focus and how it shifts our mind and how the heart begins to open. Something happens in the molecules of your heart when you begin to just be in true gratitude. My heart feels so warm. And it just began to just morph, began to move through my body. See, it's easy to be grateful for the blessings you can see. But can you be grateful for the stuff that we call not so good? Can we be grateful for the good stuff and the small stuff? Little moments that can easily pass you by some of the richest experiences of your life, but not if you miss them. Gratitude is the bedrock of an abundant life. Gratitude is the bedrock of an abundant life. It's the architect of an amazing life. Money without gratitude is a trap. Romance without gratitude is a fleeing. And success without gratitude is the ultimate failure. Health without gratitude is wasted. You see, when you make the decision to be grateful, you stop blocking yourself. You cut the cords that bind you, and you start the process of forgiveness. Momentum, self-acceptance, and healthy standards. You stop blaming others, and you realize that every upset, trigger, and hard time comes with the grace of a spiritual lesson that, when learned, brings you closer to the presence of love and God, and closer to the purpose of your life. So here, in my gratitude thought process for you today, I want you to think about every situation, whatever it is, and I want you to be grateful. You got a problem? How could gratitude turn it around? You upset with your spouse? How could gratitude turn you around for your? You had a small win? How could gratitude amplify? Did you have a setback? How could gratitude help you see the bigger spiritual lesson? Are you with someone you love? How can gratitude help you express and show that love even more? Are you with someone that triggers you? How can gratitude turn this into an opportunity to tell the truth with kindness and with love? Today, that your heart will be full of gratitude, and that you know that in each moment you are guided, and that you're blessed, and that you're full of grace. And that you're already more than enough. I love when we get the opportunity to just focus in when gratitude is on all of our minds, when we are aware of what we do have, and when we are a lot less inclined to assess about all the things we don't. You see, cultivating a consciousness of gratitude is a spiritual practice. It's a must for any one of us who are committed to living a life of love. You see, my gratitude practice is amplified more. My goal is to amplify my gratitude energy more. My goal is to experience the presence of God in all that I do. You see, my personal gratitude practice consists of me, and before I go to bed every night, to write out the things that I'm so grateful that happened for me that day, that I'm particularly grateful for, even if it's as simple as a rock star parking spot, magical moments of serendipity, a fabulous meal, a laugh with a friend, or notice an old pattern or a trigger that may come up that offers me the opportunity to work my spiritual tools. See, my gratitude journal is also a way to keep a documentary of my life. See, when I look back and I reflect on the past moments, and I celebrate my lessons and my blessings, and I simply remember to experience God in every minute and every second, even if it's just drinking a glass of water, to simply be grateful for the molecules in the water that are affecting change in my body, and that I'm so powerful that I could speak to the water that God has given me to drink this water and bless my body with it, that I have the power to create in every moment and every second and every thought and everything that I do, that I want to experience God in just simply drinking the presence of God as water. And I'm sure we've all heard the suggestion of keeping a gratitude journal, but are we really doing it? And even if we haven't written it down, are we really just simply closing our eyes in gratitude? I assure you it makes a huge difference, especially if you add it to your bedtime ritual, because you send yourself off to sleep in the consciousness of love. Come on, Holy Spirit. You see, when you wrap yourself in the blankets of love on the way to sleep, something different happens. When you dozing off with appreciation in your heart, it will positively impact your quality of sleep and the state you wake up in. So get yourself cuddled up in love. Get yourself a gratitude journal and cuddle up with gratitude and love. Times I get so caught up that I get into my prayer moment right before I go to sleep. I'm almost in praise. I'm grateful for everything in my life that has led me to this moment that has all been a part of my unique destiny, God. Oh, God, I'm grateful for all the people who I've met for a moment or known deeply, for they have all been my mirror and my teacher. See, God, I'm so grateful for all the time I thought I failed, but I know they were taught me how to be resilient and be creative and don't give up. I'm so grateful for all the heartache I have ever experienced because it means I'm willing to open my heart, God. That I'm willing to open my heart and allow you in the presence of my heart, God. I'm so grateful for when I had more because it taught me how to give. And I'm grateful for when I had less because it taught me how to receive Holy Spirit, which is something I needed to learn. I'm grateful for the miracles I experienced in my life because they have reminded me of the magicalness of the universe, God. I thank you for the opportunity to read a book to remind me of you, God. I'm grateful for my body exactly the way it is because it's absolutely perfect package for my soul, God. Oh, my soul starts to sing to remind me of the gratitude. I'm so grateful for all the various forms of abundance that I recognize in my life. I'm grateful for every tear I've shed because I've learned compassion, because there was tear in every every tear I shed. I'm so grateful for every hurt because I learned how to forgive, God. And I'm so grateful for the energy of forgiveness, God. I'm grateful for the times I felt alone because the moments I found my way back to my connection to the universe, because I recognized separation was the preparation for my destination, God. I'm so grateful for my gifts and my courage and my willingness to express it, God. I'm so grateful to live with an open heart, God. I'm so grateful to be able to choose my response to anything and everything. I'm so grateful for freedom, God. Freedom to be me, freedom to love out loud, freedom to be the love, freedom to actually just be Janine authentically. I'm so grateful. And when I get to write my gratefuls and my gratitudes, my heart gets full and I get to almost, my molecules want to jump up and down because something happens in my body when I be reminded to just be grateful. And so as I leave you with this thought today, there's nothing more magical when you can simply experience the presence of God in every moment and every second. When you bite into that fruit today, bite into the joy and the sweetness of God, and you taste it. You see, I've come to realize God is not in our head. God is in the experience. You see, God is not in the thoughts. God is in the heart. If you truly want to have an effective understanding of who and what this beautiful presence that some call God, some call Allah, some call Elohim, Great Spirit, this beautiful universe, however we name this beautiful energetic expression, it's not about being in our head. It's about experiencing it. And so my new journey is to experience, to be in experience with God. It's the journey to my soul. You see, because my only resolution this year is to meet the essence and the soul of Janine. And each day I wake up, can I know more of you, Janine? How can I meet the very essence of your soul? That I will embody all that you are and be so in love with the presence of you that you will reveal all of your secrets, all of your gifts, and all of your talents. And you will stand in your light, stand in your greatness, and play full out on the planet. the day that you leave the planet, the world will know that Janine Ann Ingram was on the planet. You see, that's what I'm grateful for. That I would leave a legacy so strong, my children's grandchildren would know my name. I'll never forget that story. Steve Harvey said he went to the hospital with one of his best friends when his grandmother was passing away. And his best friend, grandmother asked him, did he know the name of his great-great-grandfather? He said, no, I don't. And she sat up in the bed and she looked him in his eyes and said, whatever you do in this life, make it so wonderful and so amazing that even your great-grandchildren's grandchildren will know your name. And so today, I'm so grateful to leave such an impact on the planet that even my grandchildren's grandchildren will know my name. I love you all with the depth of my soul. I love you from the bottom of my heart. And as my heart is full today, and as I'm reminded today that life is really about the beauty of the love and the experiences that we have. And as I meet so many people who are leaving the planet, I want to be reminded that I don't want to leave the planet with no regrets. You see, I want to make sure that you all know that I love you and I truly appreciate you. I appreciate your presence. I appreciate your gifts. I appreciate your prayers. I appreciate your text messages, your emails, your whatever you, however you want to show up in my life. I truly adore and appreciate it. Because you don't even understand how sometimes your love has shifted my consciousness. When I was in the middle of a thought, in the middle of a process, in the middle of why God and God sent you in the middle of that text me or to call me or to email me to say something to remind me that I was on track. But I'm so grateful to have you in my life. So grateful for my children and my granddaughter and my husband and my friends and my family and to be able to be present with the wind kissing my face right now as I sit in my beautiful artsy living room. No, it may not be a big mansion to sit on a hill with a lake behind it, but it's so amazing. My big picture window, the windows open and just to feel God's love in the wind. I wouldn't give nothing for that journey of being able to be kissed by the wind. To be loved by the warmth of the sun and to have you right here with me to enjoy it and to know it. This is my message today, is to be simply be grateful. What can you be grateful for today? What can you be in gratitude for today? If you're in the process, your relationship, your marriage, be grateful for your marriage and be grateful for your husband or your wife. Be grateful for your children. Be grateful. Just be grateful. And I like to add experience God. Ask God to show you how to experience God. Too many of us have God in our head but not in our heart. It's a difference when you begin to experience God. See, I've had an intellectual relationship with God for a long time. But to have a heart connection with God, just something different about it. It's a lot more sweeter, a lot more juicier, a lot more delicious to experience God, to experience the Most High, to experience love. All right, family, any questions, comments, concerns, press 1 on Blog Talk, star 6 on teleconference. Know I love you. I love you. I love you. Today is July 23rd, family. 2 weeks away from the sunrise service. Keep it in prayer. I ask God to bless the land and bless the soil and bless the presence of the energy of the place we will walk on to celebrate life, love, and legacy. I ask God to bless the land. Bless it, God. Every performer, God, bless it. Everyone who will come near and far, God, bless it. And I give thanks for what, for such a wonderful, transforming, healing, energetic expression of you in the land on Sunrise Sunday. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. All right, family. I want to tell you again, I appreciate you from the soul, from my soul today. And as I thank you for your life, you saying yes to your dreams and your soul story energy, I want to remind you that your cells hear every thought that you think. Yep, your cells hear every thought you think. And so as you move through the day, remember to keep good thoughts, be in gratitude, be grateful, and to let those you love know you love them, because we just don't know who's going to wake up tomorrow and who's not. But just in case you don't, I want you to know that you were loved by me from the depth of my heart. And I want you to do the same to those you love today. Pick up the phone. Don't text. Don't email. Call somebody and remind them. And simply say, I love you. As I remind you today that your life is truly a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. And remember to choose love. Love is the only choice. And remember, family, don't just dream. Live your God-sized dream. And remember that I love you. I love you. You've been tuned in to your love experience. Thank you.
By my side forever, I love.